I guess we're coming at you live. It's 97.5, The Squirt.
I was really kind of hoping you'd go more like a smooth jazz opening.
No. Just because you wanted it, I'm not going to do it.
Can't ever have it, dude.
No. Okay. Welcome back to Drop Dice, your nerd's favorite D&D podcast. I don't know why I'm talking like this today, but I guess I am.
Ooh, woo.
Woo, indeed.
Because we were talking about the Feywilds, you got to get your...
Yep.
Yarp.
I am a...
Yarp.
Time has passed.
Time has passed. It's going quickly. You guys have spent the last 3 weeks preparing yourselves mentally and physically for this. Some of you guys have armor coming in. Some of you guys have been training super, super hard to be really good at dual wielding.
I'm a fucking athlete.
None of you guys have seen Ak in the last 3 weeks. You assume he's alive because bacon is stolen every morning. But it appears he is in some kind of underground Ak lair doing whatever it is Aks do.
I mean, you guys know that I
someone
tunneled
here.
I tunneled out of the trench that Gregor built and just have like a maze of... tunnels.
That was on Albion. This is under Kronk's prized rosebush.
Yeah. Oh, that, yeah. No, I think I made a different...
he's huffing. Little
you did, yes.
Yeah. Still not going to question
like,
it.
Man, there's scaven tunnels under here. He's like, damn.
Pretty much, yeah.
I'm just moving in.
Yeah. So, yeah, you guys have been hard at work with that. It's been about 3 weeks. You know, from the estimates, any day now, your armies will be arriving. Most of you guys are waking up in the guest house feeling refreshed, feeling good, with the only downside being that Bjorn and Skald are not able to sleep in the guest house. They are snuggled up out front. Skald keeps trying to snuggle with Bjorn. Bjorn's not really having it. It's like as they sleep, just like slowly creeps closer and closer. Until he's, like, just, like, 1 foot touching, then Bjorn gets up and moves, and then just, like, slowly.
Oh.
It's very precious for everyone but Bjorn, who wants none of it.
Who's just trying to sleep.
Yep. But, yeah. It's a bright, sunny day in Matorka. Getting to be the beginning of October.
So he's ready to go to Oktoberfest.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
Let's go. Let me get my overalls.
Yeah.
They're called lederhosen, babe.
I don't know the terminology, I'm not going to lie. I apologize.
You're welcome.
So how long do we have before the court adjourns for the fucking...
Oh, we can go back and do the council meeting. The council meeting did happen in those 3 weeks.
Yeah, we should probably not skip that. I need some results. I need a resolution.
Rewind.
Okay, so it is the day of the council meeting. You guys have all left your short little ventures and jaunts. Ak might still be in his tunnel because he's not on the council. Unless you guys are bringing Ak with you.
Junior Inquisitor.
Am I done with my project?
I'd like to think I walk halfway through your project.
Oh, then I'm not leaving.
Okay.
I'd like to think I walk everywhere with the lantern like I'm a Mechanicus priest.
Fucking scouring.
Yeah, dude. The orbs.
You do every couple days it comes back. So it's usually gone for a little bit. You do like your regular checks. You say your Hail Omnissiahs, and
he's our on-site security for all magical.
I'd like to think when you gave him that lantern, it was just a handle, but then he mounted like a 3-foot chain to it, so you just like,
swinging it around.
Yeah. So yeah, it'll be several days without one, and then it'll pop up again, and then you're just like,
we fucking got one
dialed in.
How do they keep, they don't have to see him to play, just from my own memory, because I don't remember, they don't have to, how do they place them on him, or us?
So when someone scries, it appears when you're being scried.
Okay, so someone is trying to check up on us.
Yes.
I can block us from that, though, I think, with a spell, but there's no point in doing it yet.
He's got the lantern, dog, who cares?
No, because they can still, if they make it appear, they still would instantly see for a moment where you're at.
Brother, they're getting screenshots. It's fine.
I don't know. I'm anxious about getting on this boat, because once they know we're on the boat, They're going to send boat shit at us.
Yeah, they're going to think that we're just out going on a carnival cruise.
No.
Yeah, sure.
Let them send it.
Okay. I've seen too many bad things happen.
So he's going to be on-site security for the council meeting. He's going everywhere with the fucking lantern.
Whatever the opposite of OPSEC is what I'm bringing. I'm live tweeting. Like, T-minus X days till death invasion.
Okay, so as you guys are all familiar with the procedures.
Everybody's dressed the fuck up.
Yes, what is everyone wearing?
What I wear every day.
Okay, cool.
I'll put a shirt on.
We're cleaned up. You don't have rotting flesh on you this time, yeah. So that's immediately an improvement.
My cloak of office.
Yeah, his standard is already higher.
Fair. Reasonable.
But now instead of my shield with my wolf crest, I have like my hammer and then now an extravagant sword at my hip as well. Nice.
I've got my coats on, but you know when you graduate from college and like the dean or whatever has like that big long thing he wears? I don't know the name.
Yeah, you're rocking one of those. Yeah.
I've got one of those. That's like me. It's still my coats, but then I've got one of those bitches on.
Nice. But why? Like, where did
you
get that?
With the multicolors.
I'm looking fancy, man.
I'm dripped out.
I'm not rocking full plate, but I am rolling up in like really, really fine attire with half plate.
You know what you're doing right now? Obi-Wan Kenobi in Clone Wars.
Yes.
So you got the robe, but then you still got like the gauntlets and shit.
Yeah. Business on top, party on bottom.
Yeah. I want to present a strong and firm, but presentable appearance for the council.
I wanna come in as a meme. And
as a meme? As
a wear like a Victorian shirt with the frilly.
On my fucking wrist.
Yeah, but it's a.
But it's skin tight.
It's an 8X.
Yeah.
Still skin tight.
Yeah. It's not buttoned. Like, it's just open chested.
There's sweat marks.
Okay.
Nipple rings poking out.
Yeah. Magnificent.
Yep.
Glorious.
It's a sight.
Got your readers on.
He's wearing a really nice tailcoat.
Gotta have the readers on.
I definitely have the readers on for sure. Yeah.
Proving yet again, no group of friends will ever look like they're going to the same occasion.
No.
Yep. That's us.
Okay, you guys make your way. It is held in the palace, as it always is, in the rooms. You guys do have your little anti-magic field to walk through to get into the chamber.
Nice.
I got my readers on tonight.
Okay.
Oh, did I leave my weapons outside again?
Yes.
These bitches. I'm an inquisitor.
No one enters this room armed.
Yeah, but I'm not no one.
What if your arm is your mind?
The watch, you cross the threshold and you just have like the IQ of a snail. Like your intelligence score goes down to 6 and you're just
dumb.
There was some meme about it was a D&D meme and it was a monk and he's like his hands are his weapons and they cut him off and he's in a wheelchair.
they're like we'll cast regeneration on you later.
That's damn. Yeah.
When you leave, we'll cast regeneration.
No doubt.
Yeah. Like,
remind me, we can't just put it in our like bags of holding, right?
That you would have to leave the bags of holding outside.
Well, we have to leave the bags.
Is there a clerk I can check these?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? Can we actually? Did we would know this from
you guys? Didn't know this.
We would remember.
Can I just ask Kronk if I could put it in the safe?
I can always summon weapons for all of you.
We could always leave stuff. Yeah. At,
are you saying
at,
this like, in the council chamber?
No, I would not leave them.
I feel like we would have discussed this before we got here.
Yeah,
I'll just leave the clerk.
Yeah, I feel like this would have been brought up prior to us being at the clerk.
If you wanted to leave them at the manor, you can. Otherwise, if you want to do the coat check, you can do that as
well. I'm going to let the clerk know, if anything happens to my weapons, it's going to be really bad.
It is a roll perception for me.
It's a 12-year-old working his first job.
It's a nat one.
Nat one. You honestly think this kid might be 12. He just kind of like shakily hands you a little slip of paper with the number 14 on it.
Nice.
That's not comforting at all.
I'm gonna look at him and say, re-embowelment, and then walk away.
He puts the matching 14 sticker on your weapons.
I can bring the lantern in, right? Because it's not a weapon.
Yeah.
I'd like to scan the cloak, Kirk, with the lantern.
He's just like,
son, I insist I scan the coat room.
The room?
It's not a room. It's like a closet with a kid standing in it.
I know what I said.
Really paranoid.
Watch you just strangle somebody with the chain of the
teach you being a demon.
So I'm gonna leave the relic sword, like the bane of the witch. That's going in the magic safe.
Okay.
But I am gonna bring my like normal silvered longsword, and I'm gonna bring that, and I'm gonna give that to the coat check guy.
Okay.
Do they check me for any other weapons?
I believe part of the magic of the anti-magic field does let them know if you have other weapons.
Okay, because I have a Shadowblade hilt, but it's not ignited.
You would need to leave that as well.
Okay, I'll check that out. Fine.
Yeah, I'm going to leave my fanny pack in Kronk's safe as well, but I will take Kazook with me.
Oh, hi, Millie. Oh,
you are number 18, is the little ticket he hands you.
Okay, I'll take my ticket and put it in my pocket.
Okay. You're coat-checking Kazook?
Yeah. And as I turn him over, he will start screaming.
This poor kid is just like,
don't worry about it. This is what happens when you take my weapon away from me.
I always said this was a bad policy.
He just puts a little post-it of number 20 and then hands you a little ticket.
Re-embalmment.
He closes the door. All you hear is,
oh, he, unfortunately, the coat check in this is not very big. It is literally just a closet, so he can't even really close the door because like, he can't interact with people.
Yeah.
Well, luckily, okay.
Sick.
Your tax dollars at work.
Kazook to me.
Okay.
Bold of you to assume I pay my taxes.
Hmm.
Don't say that too loud.
When we're walking into the chamber, can I use Druidcraft to make all the lights go out as I walk past them?
Once you get through the anti-magic field, yes. You could do that. Everyone is very concerned. Very concerned.
My lantern makes a bright blue glow as I search the room.
You start to notice the nobles whispering amongst themselves. Who is he?
Standard security check.
He's with us.
Don't worry about it. He's with the Inquisition.
I love that Jurgen came back like hella paranoid. I love
that. Yeah, I mean,
he's seen some things.
That's what I'm saying. I love it.
You didn't even ask about the grave.
No, I didn't. I was going to, but it kind of didn't.
Notice the
The vibe is very much Jurgen saw some real shit while he was away.
That's what I'm saying.
The Blackstones are like, they look furious about this.
Good.
I'll murder the fuck out of them right now. I don't even care. I say that out loud.
No, kill
them. They get like that like snooty rich person thing. They're like,
you follow me, boy.
All right, when I'm done, I'll re-up all the lights if I don't notice anything.
Yeah, no.
Do I need to do a perception or do I just don't see any orbs or anything?
You don't see any orbs.
Nope. That kind of shit.
This room is very magically warded.
All right, so, like, I'm going to gather everyone around and be like, yo, like, I know you guys be on bullshit all the fucking time, and normally I'm really cool with that, but, like, this is really important for me, so I need you guys to lock it the fuck in.
I'm never not locked in.
Dude, I'm always locked in, bro.
Okay.
Name one time I wasn't locked in.
You literally...
Name one time I didn't lock you in.
I'm gonna
death on a whim.
I'm going to point at Kronk and...
How is that not locked in, brother? He was eyeballing me.
All right, well, let's lock in to a different lock.
I'll take like 10% off.
Let's dial it down a little, yeah.
I'll take about 10%
off. Let's be cool.
I'm going to send a message to Kronk's brain and just say, if you need me to teleport them to timeout, I can.
Okay. I'm going to let that message in with my ring of mind shielding.
You can't hear this?
Brother, like, hopefully that does not back. Need to happen. Hopefully we don't need back. That.
It's very interesting. As
how many spell slots you got left?
You send this message, like very faintly echoing through the room. You hear that same message echoing.
Aww. I'd be like, I'd like to see it try. Also, I'm going to take my hairspray out and then spray my hair as I say that.
In the middle of the fucking... That's too much.
Okay. Don't at me.
That's too much, but threatening to kill council members?
It actually comforts me that you can't send secret messages.
I'd like to think this is hardcore a Sunny moment, because like this is happening in real time.
Yes. Like,
I just want to look dapper. I'm trying to represent.
Yes, one of the wards in this room is telepathic messages will like reverberate and echo throughout
Hell
the room.
Yeah, dude.
Well, as you reverb. Guys just learned.
So if I telepathically scream, it'll just continuously
Why?
Yes.
All right, guys. Okay.
One way to find out.
Hit it, everyone. Dial it back by a lot. All right.
I'm going to take 10% off.
I need this to go really smoothly.
I'm going to take that 10%
off. He's down to 90%.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So, taking last one to enter the room, taking a seat at the head of the table where usually Yolanda sits is Lord Percival. He is stepping in to fill in for Yolanda, who is still missing.
Yep.
Even after all of this time.
I forgot about that.
We all did.
Awkward.
Greetings all. Thank you for coming to this very important council meeting. As you know, I have been filling in for both Her Majesty and Kaylee, our former Lord of the Guard. If we could all take a moment in silence of remembrance of
what the fuck Kaylee. Happened to Kaylee?
And
he got killed by vampires.
At this point, we must begin making preparations, assuming Yolanda will not be returning as well.
Very well. As we begin the moment of silence, I make direct prolonged eye contact with each and every one of these motherfuckers.
Prolonged eye just contact. Silent. Just silent. Prolonged eye contact.
Our first order of business, introducing some people who have not been in. Filling in for Kaylee is his wife, Evelyn. She will be casting his votes today.
She real as fuck.
You don't know, you look over and Evelyn, she's holding it together very well, but you can see like she's like all in black. She puffy eyes. You can tell she's taking this very hard, but she is pulling it together for this one day. Other than that, our inquisitors are in town, so they will be casting their own votes. Our first order of business is, applicants for becoming the new captain of the guard. Who would like to submit their applicant first?
I don't think we've ever established like a procedure for this, but I shall raise my hand. Okay. Or I'm assuming that we probably have like little fucking like thingies to raise,
like an auction paddle.
Yeah, like a little fucking paddle thing or some shit.
There might be a ballot,
something like that.
What number is on your paddle?
There aren't numbers. it's kind of like Game of Thrones, where like, there's little like stones, so everyone has a little.
Oh,
like,
you like set your stone out?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the king's table.
I'll do that. I'll set my stone.
Set your stone. Okay.
I'd like to submit my entry.
Lord High Inquisitor Kronk, who are you nominating?
I shall stand up. Ladies and lords of the court, I am going to be presenting Elian as my nomination. For
Elian
the
who?
Captain of the Guard. I forgot his last name right now.
roll a history check.
Not, it's like Blackbriar or some shit. Not Blackbriar, it's...
He came from a big family.
Yeah.
You don't got it in your notes?
Elliot.
14.
14.
DeJacob.
It's a tree name.
Oh my fucking God, you're doing me like this. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Elliot Redwood.
We probably should have came prepared.
check your notes.
Oh my God damn it.
Elian, who is sitting in this council meeting as the heir of his family, is just staring at you.
Dude.
Sadly, with puppy dog eyes.
I got it. Elian, what's your last name?
Birchwood.
That one. Sorry.
Before I was so rudely interrupted by my colleague.
Praise be Ulrich.
Elian Birchwood.
He's just so red right now.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that, but we're good. Okay.
Elian he's both very happy that you guys nominated him and very sad that his idol, Kronk, does not know his last name.
We're on a first name basis, and we have been for a long, long time.
You should say that out loud. Damage control. You need to gas this boy up. His ego just took a huge hit. Okay. just know he's real as fuck.
Yeah. So my vote is for Elian Birchwood. I believe that the late Kaylee Welfer was a man of absolute honor
and
commitment to the city Matorka. And I believe that Elian would make an excellent successor and live up to that legacy. He is a man of pure integrity, infallible honor, and has proven himself time and again to be worthy of such a esteemed position amongst the city's nobility. I believe that he would provide safety and security in these trying times. And I believe that he is also above the tribulations of politicking that people can so easily be caught up in.
Okay. Add more relief. So, Lord Percival will kind of nod at this, turn to Elian. Elian, do you accept this nomination? Elian's going to stand up.
Fucking better.
Of course. It would be my honor to serve Matorka in whatever way I'm capable of. Percival's going to, again, kind of look around the room. Are there any other nominations?
There better not.
I'm going to be intently penetrating.
I'm looking around glaringly.
Yeah, same.
The Depth Helfters are actually going to stand up.
Nah.
We're taking them out.
Var is going to stand, or is going to place his stone up and then stand up. I believe that Elian is a wonderful choice. He is, however, quite young. I think for a position of this import in such trying times, we need someone more experienced. I nominate Lord Greenwood. I believe Eltis to be a very strong member of this council. He knows the workings of the city, and he can lead us in these trying times against the forces of the undead. And perhaps when he is ready to retire, Elian will be ready to take up his mantle.
It's actually not a bad choice.
No, it's not. I mean, but it doesn't fit into Kronk's plans.
I have no bottles, but I will save that for.
I mean, Greenwood stormed appropriate time. Castle Dragonoff with us.
True, but
so I mean, so did Elian. But yeah. I'm just saying, like, out of the two people, like, that not a bad nominee.
You guys notice
Greenwood's wife is sitting next to him. I'm sure no one remembered or cared that she was missing.
He's got a wife.
Yep.
Yeah, that's why he came.
I know, I was being a dick. That's awesome, though.
Survived. He found her.
Oh yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm gonna like look over. I'm gonna point at the wife. Put back. Maybe like.
The Blackstones are also going to put their stone forward.
These fucking guys.
Do we not like the Blackstones? That's kind of the vibe I'm getting.
I'll set their house on fire.
Yeah, Blackstones are.
They don't like.
Gregor says that out loud.
Real shit fucks.
I'm above the law.
I am the law.
Both of these are options that we could consider. I think we should keep Lord Percival as our captain of the guard, and we should instead elect a new ruler of the city so that he will continue on his. He's been doing wonderful in this position. I think as much as we all hope Yolanda will return, I think we should instead be focusing on filling her position so that Percival may continue on as captain of the guard, and we will have a new head of state, at least in the interim. But it has been months now since Yolanda has gone missing. It is time to look to the future.
That's valid.
Can I put my stone forward?
She's
I
have
yeah, of a course. Question.
I volunteer.
And who would you recommend as his replacement as the head of state? Get the fuck out of
here right now. I think we of the council should elect someone from amongst ourselves. We will rule day to day as the council, as we have been in the meantime. I think we need one figurehead to rally the people behind. But for most, Matorka is not a swift city, so there is time for the council to vote on any important matters outside of the realm of war.
Mm-hmm. Especially since several council members will be unavailable to attend council meetings due to said war.
That you're not going to go fight.
I do not see.
We all fight the war in our own ways. Uh-huh. Some of us are choosing not to abandon our city in these trying times.
Oof.
It's not my city, so.
He says that.
Some of us also choose not to abandon their life of luxury and the safety of their walls.
We all serve in our own way.
We do indeed.
Fucking Pogue.
Percival's going to kind of like put his hands up. Replacing Yolanda as head of state is not currently on the table. Currently, we are looking for a Lord of the Guard. I will accept the nomination in my aunt that has been made of me to continue in this role, but I do think that there are several other worthy people in the running. Gregor, you do have a vote, so you also have a stone.
I'm putting the stone forward.
Jesus Christ, dude, this storm is
crazy. The storm's popping off right now. I don't know if you guys can hear that. Probably not.
Through the mics? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the table's shaking.
Yeah. Yeah,
so if you look at the map, it's rolling in heavy.
Nice.
That's terrifying.
So I'll put my stone out there.
It's going to be for a while.
You put your stone forward.
So, a lot of great discourse. Melding of the minds. Right. I just want to put my two cents out there of... I agree we need to look to the future. With that being said, I do think, Elian... He is the future. He's young. He's strong. He's the representation of that next generation. No disrespect to Lord Greenwood, who also fought side by side with. I think he's also a great choice. No disrespect to Lord Percival. You've been doing a great job. But I can only speak on behalf of those who I've actually seen in combat myself and who I've shed blood with and who I've stood shield to shield with. And Elian's never faltered in his duty. What he makes up, what he lacks in experience, he makes up for with heart, intensity, and a grit that just cannot be taught, and to the point of needing to look to the future, I couldn't agree more. Elian's young, which means he'll get in this office and he'll be here for a long time.
Thank you, Inquisitor.
I'm just going to gradually just kind of like bumps to add. Like, that was good. Good clap.
I'm not there.
Oh, are you not there?
No, that was just Ben clapping.
Oh, shit. I thought I'm in my hole. Clapping.
No, I'm in my hole.
I'm goated.
Okay.
So. Goated, you go.
Can I use Mage Hand to put Gregor's stone back into the holster and talk?
That'd be sick. Jesus Christ. Mother Nature needs to chill the fuck out of there.
Yeah, you can... I guess you could use Mage Hand to, like, pop his stone forward.
He's literally right.
Yeah, I'm gonna pop the stone back in and stand up and say, while we're all arguing the trivialities of this position, the war continues on. I think it's of the utmost importance that we get back to the task at hand, which is removing this threat that is a constant threat to Matorka. By us going on this quest, we are providing the best defense for Matorka by providing an offense. I think we should move on from these matters and begin to talk to the matter of how Matorka will outfit us in our endeavor to remove this existential threat. And then I remove the stone with Mage Hand and put it in Zach's hand.
Yeah, he doesn't even go here, but...
Gregor's hand.
Everybody's like, who the fuck are you?
First of all, I appreciate your concern and that you are willing to make this venture. You are not a member of the council, I will forgive that you do not know how we do things, but the current object on the table is that we must decide on a new Lord of the Guards, and until that is resolved, then we can move on to other options. So we must either vote on this or table it before we can discuss other things.
I'll put my stone forward.
Okay.
My final statement on the subject, I agree with my colleague, Gregor. I have experienced firsthand the valor and courage of Elian, his dedication to duty, and his love for the city. I believe that he will do the job better than most, if not all, present. I have much respect for Lord Greenwood. We've fought together. We're colleagues. But I do believe that his experience is better suited to other matters than being a Lord of the Guard. Personally, I find that his experience with the court would be trivialized and poorly managed with the tasks and responsibilities that being Lord of the Guard, especially in wartime, would mandate. And regarding the figurehead argument, I believe that Lord Percival has done an excellent job. I believe that he should continue to do that job, at least through the foreseeable future, now that we're in wartime. He's experienced. He has tenure as a captain of the guard, so he understands the demands of wartime. And I don't think that it is a good use of resources to either continue this turbulent time exclusively with council meetings when we have an individual who's able to make executive decisions with that experience in mind. So my vote will be for Elian. I think that it is the most practical, and also it's in the best interest of Matorka in my eyes.
Anyone with a passive perception over 14 hears the...
What's up?
The...
I'm just mean mugging the black, whatever the fuck, the Blackstones or those...
I have 18.
Yeah, the Blackstones. They, when you say you think that he's the best, they snort a little bit.
Who?
The best.
The
black disintegrate.
I cast javelin.
The Blackstones.
Fucking assholes.
Useless cur.
He says that loud.
I think it in my mind.
He loudly telepaths it so that it echoes around the room.
Useless cur.
Percival, that is kind of you to say. I know we've had a rocky relationship working together, but I'm glad of your vote of confidence.
We've had our differences, but I would expect nothing less. It is in the best interest of Matorka to have its brightest minds sharing ideas, and those ideas are not always going to be in line, but we figure it out and move forward with what we have.
If there's no other discussion, I think it is time we bring this to a vote. So each of you that has voting privileges has a little, like, colored stone, one for each of your votes. There are magic markers around. You write the name of the person on each of your votes. They will be tallied up.
Okay.
Do you guys remember how many votes you had?
No, not off the top of our head.
I only had like one.
Yeah, I think each of you had one, and Kronk had...
Kronk had one for being...
An Inquisitor.
An Inquisitor, one for being a Lord, and I think one other one? I don't remember.
Yeah, I think you had three or four.
It feels racial.
Okay, so...
I don't remember where it was.
I used to have like a document I remember you pulling up.
But yeah... Either way, I'm voting for Elian.
Okay, so it's one for Elian. Fargrim.
I'll also vote for
whether Elian wins or loses, I still think Elian. He should assassinate the Blackstones.
I'm down.
Percival is the...
he'd schwack.
He was Yolanda's second in command.
Yolanda's second, not the current. The one that's been stepping in.
He is the one that's been stepping in. So he's
filling in for Kaylee and Yolanda.
Oh, yes. He's doing both.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I have 7 votes for the Enators. I am the sole heir.
Mm-hmm.
Plus Inquisition.
I think you got one for being with the Inquisition. But if you have 7 written down, it's probably all included in that. 7 is a lot of votes in this system.
So Yolanda had 5 votes with 18 in trust.
Yep.
Percival had 5. Elaine Blackbriar has 5.
He has agreed to, I believe, per your agreement, he will vote however you tell him to vote.
Correct.
And I believe you told him to vote for Elian.
The Black Bricks with their heir Trevor, they had 4.
Mm-hmm.
Black Woods, 4. The Black Stones.
Boo.
Evelyn has 7 and Antioch has 5.
Correct. Birchwoods, they have 2 votes that they defer to their son occasionally.
Hell yeah.
The Welfers have 3 votes. Greenwoods have 2. Yep, I have 7 for the Enator line.
I'm assuming all 7 of those are going to Elian.
Yes. 6 for the Orb Crushers.
That's a cool name. Can't lie.
Straff Heavers.
The Staff Heavers.
Staff Heavers. I don't have theirs. 3 votes for the Delve Helpers. Solid Brooks 2. Deep Drinkers 8. Okay.
The Deep Drinkers were the guys that didn't like our well plan.
The Enator Estate has 7. I don't know if I get extra for the Inquisition.
I think you just have the 7.
Because
I think they specifically gave from like the pool that Yolanda has in reserve that aren't dealt with. I believe that was given to them for that. But since you already are on the council. Okay. And then... The deep drinkers actually are abstaining from this vote.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We should kill them, too. They didn't like our well plan. They didn't want us giving wells like to the Underhive. Well.
They're fucking Nestle out here.
Yeah.
Wouldn't any well you build have to go through the Underhive? Just by the nature of it being a well?
I think it depends on if you're on top of the...
Yeah.
Underhive, but this was they didn't want wells in the Underhive.
Yeah, they didn't want extra water supply for the fucking peasants.
Hmm. So Percival is doing the tallies.
The tally man.
So our three options are we have Lord Greenwood, Elian Birchwood, and myself. Lord Greenwood had 14 votes. Elian had 27 votes.
Nice.
Woo.
And I myself received 22 votes.
Get wrecked.
Everyone, I am proud to announce our new captain, Lord of the Guards, Elian Birchwood.
Yeah, absolutely.
I will stand.
Elian's going to stand. Like, Elian's kind of just like blushing a little bit as he looks around the room. But like, as one, all of the nobles stand and do like the Metorcan salute. Nice. I will have you guys not being from Metorca and you having been gone for a while. Roll to see how well you time it.
Bro, I'm a fucking professional.
I'm going to choose to fail.
Okay.
I wouldn't. I'm not Metorcan.
Jurgen, are you joining in on this?
Jurgen.
What is the check?
I don't get up.
Yeah, what's the check?
No, but like everyone else in the room is standing up and doing a salute, like almost in harmony. Would Jurgen try to follow along?
I'm
going to
do a Middenheim salute.
I would just stand up and swing around the little smoke ball.
Okay. You're doing a Middenheim salute.
But he would know what that is.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I don't think he will mind. This is just for, like, your social standing amongst the group.
What is the Metorcan salute?
It's like the hand salute, on the...
But
I mean, the Middenheim salute. The Middenheim is basically the same thing.
I meant the Middenheim, but...
But it's what he's just like... I always pictured it more of like Attack on Titan, you know, where they fucking come across.
Fair.
So I rolled, but I don't know what kind of check this is.
This is a...
Moments before dying.
We're going to call this, I guess...
Before getting mercilessly eaten.
Athletics? Acrobatics?
How about performance? Be the hell diver.
Yeah, performance. Let's do performance. That's a good shout.
All right, 13.
13? Okay.
17.
17. Fargrim, you're actually, like, the most in tune with it. Like, you see people stand up, and you're just like, Kronk, you're a little bit off.
I'm just so proud of my son.
He is...
Come again.
He's got that kind of like shy, like reserved, but like very happy, like look in his eye. If he's like, oh my God,
I'm smiling for him.
This.
He's trying not to beam, but he's clearly just
beaming. I'm giving him that proud dad vibe.
His own parents are looking like his dad kind of like claps him on the back.
He doesn't give a fuck about that dad.
Eyes are watering.
Yeah, fuck that dad. That dad's not cool.
This is a classic Goku and Piccolo situation.
I'm the real dad.
Cool.
May not be his father. But I'm his daddy.
When you remember the actual quote, that's from This Is Wholesome.
Yeah, that's a.
Don't
bro, y'all
it.
Not watch Galaxy?
That's Galaxy. Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy
2.
I may not be your father, but I am your daddy.
Yeah.
That was sure, such sure. a great moment.
Man, you don't want to ruin a Guardians quote like that? Fuck, cringe ass.
Cringe. I think it's back. I think he had it right where it's like, he might have been your father, but he wasn't your daddy.
Yeah.
Bum of silence.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Mary Poppins.
Yep.
So, up next, Lord Percival is going to sit down. Our next order on the agenda is filling in for Queen Yolanda. I'm happy to continue filling into this role, but if there are any objections, anyone else that wishes to take on any of these responsibilities, please speak now.
I'll fucking put my stone forward. And,
okay.
As far as this subject goes, I believe that it's in Metorka's best interest to put this on hold. Lord Percival's done an excellent job so far. He's a wise man. He has the experience needed to do the job in a time of war, and I believe that with the current wartime climate, availability of various council members, as well as the possibility of loss of life, could lead to a lot of complications with the voting process, and I don't think that having a council-based decision-making throughout this period is going to be either effective or, quite frankly, useful when we need things to be decided on as they come. So I think we should table this until we have further resolution on the conflicts at hand.
Greenwood will put his stone forward. I do agree with the Lord High Inquisitor Kronk. Lord Percival was Yolanda's second in many ways, deemed to be her heir, taking on her position. After this conflict, maybe we should vote again on making that a permanent solution. But in the meantime, he's doing the job well. He's the most trained for this position. I think we should keep things as they are until we are not in a state of crisis. No one chooses to object to that, so...
Cool. Nice.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Consider it tabled.
Our next order of business, war preparations. Are there any updates for our new Lord of the Guard?
We have... gathered,
sir.
I assumed that I'm just putting my stone forward when I rise to speak. The Inquisition has gathered several forces from our allies. We have received reinforcements from the dwarves to the east, as well as allies from Middenheim. Paladins of Ulrich are on their way as we speak to join us in our fight against the forces of the dead. We are also going to be meeting with the Pirate Queen of Sartosa to see what we can work out as far as bolstering our naval presence, potentially warding off any kind of sea-based attacks, defend the bay better. And we will be proceeding on with some offensive plans soon. Take the fight to the enemy.
Antioch Blackstone's going to put his stone forward.
The fuck does he want?
So you've summoned all of these forces, these mighty warriors, if you will.
Correct.
I will come to our city and then leave it? You're leaving us undefended.
No. We are not taking the Metorkan Guard. We are not taking our standing forces. We have recruited elite warriors from across our allies that will be better suited to taking the fight to the enemy. What better way to keep them out of Metorka than knocking on their front door?
And how long will this quest of yours take?
Hopefully not too long. Maybe a month or two. We'll see.
Well, let us, those of us that remain, we will... guard the walls and hope that you're not wasting time and resources.
I'm sure you will.
I'm going to put my stone forward.
Fucking pussy. Okay.
If we don't succeed,
you have a stone too?
The world is dead.
Yeah.
Everyone's got a stone.
Doesn't fucking matter.
Well, everyone but Ack.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look at him and be like, with all due respect, you speak of Kronk and our team gathering these forces with insult when we're trying to resolve the situation. And again, with all due respect, what exactly are you doing to help in this fight?
I have been on this council for 37 years. I have increased funding to the guards.
Okay.
Did someone get addicted to crack?
And on this council? Yeah, but like, what are you,
right,
what are you actually doing?
No,
So is Kronk, right?
Kronk has not been on this council for 37 years. This is his
third
council meeting.
I'm just saying.
The last several decades, I have been working to help keep this city afloat, to make sure that our guards are staffed and trained and that they have all of the equipment that they could need to make sure that the infrastructure of this city is held together.
So well, I guess,
are all
I guess,
gallivanting. Some of us do the real work of holding the city together.
Okay, when they say that, can I make all the lights go off again?
Sure. You tell me what we're gallivanting when we end this war with you doing absolutely nothing within these walls. Yeah, and I put my stone back.
I'm putting my stone out. Other than coming to weekly PTA meetings here, what have you actually been doing? I didn't see you on the walls when demons were here. You don't really look like you're talking about providing training. Like, who did you actually provide the training, or did you just write the check?
It's very interesting. You say you didn't see me on the walls because I was on the walls, and you know who wasn't? You.
I was under the walls, actually, as a matter of fact. I was under the walls fighting demons. So, like,
safely hiding.
Okay, yeah. Gentlemen, let's calm down.
How dark is the chamber with no lights lit?
Oh, yeah, it's still fully dark. It's
someone turn the lights
fully
back
dark.
On, please.
I turn one light on.
I have dark vision.
Which light?
I have dark vision.
The one the furthest from us.
The one that will provide the least amount of illusion.
Okay.
Ambient light.
My colleagues mean no disrespect.
Yes, they do.
Are warriors at heart. I do not have any qualms with your actions taken in the defense of the city. You have your ways of doing things. We have ours. However, Metorka, as magnificent a city as it is a single city. We do not have the privileges that are afforded to, say, the Empire or the Bretonians. We are not a massive land of plentiful resources. We are a single state. The Border Princes is a territory of free cities, and while that freedom has many privileges, we do not have the privilege of large armies or large swaths of land, and what we do have needs to be defended in more proactive ways than, say, a massive empire may be able to defend their lands. They can put together armies and go set up camp and ward off enemies on their borders, but our borders end outside these walls. And so we mean to put together our elite force and strike at the enemy to end this war quickly and efficiently, because Metorka is not a benefactor in a protracted, long, arduous conflict. We unfortunately just don't have the resources or manpower to sit and wait for the enemy to go away.
Also, if they win, everybody dies.
That too.
The staff giver, Sharv, is going to put his stone forward. Could whoever keeps fucking with the lights stop it?
I'm going to put my stone forward. We don't allow that kind of language here. So if you could watch your fucking mouth, that'd be pretty great. This is a building of professionals. We're trying to get answers, and really, that kind of language has no place.
Go in the hall.
Percival is going to put his stone forward and stand up. I would agree. I think it is unprofessional that someone is putting us all in physical and, in a way, metaphorical darkness. If the guilty party, I won't ask who you are, but I will ask you to stop.
You're gonna hit it.
And if you don't, we will find out who you are.
How can you turn the lights back on, everyone? Like, for real, though.
You tell me no one here has dark.
I'm pretending like I'm oblivious.
Yeah, you're kind of killing them out.
I'd like to think they bring in servants that start relighting them very slowly.
Read the room.
You'd like to think that, but it's not happening.
Cast fireball. Turn them on, but brighter.
I didn't ask how big the room was. I said I cast fireball.
The candles are, in fact, lit.
The nails are, in fact, biting.
Venom Deep Drinker is going to snap his fingers and the lights are all going to flare up again.
Well, now we know who turned it off.
Get him, boys!
Get his ass out of here.
Roll deception.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, I did this a while ago.
Oh, yeah, no. But now you're like, now we know who did it. You have inspiration. You have inspiration.
Well, I have a -2 to charisma.
Spend your inspiration on gaslighting.
Yeah.
Roll the gaslight.
I don't need
what better way to do
because
it?
Even with a -2, I still got a 17.
Nice.
Nice.
No, nice. Bad. That's pretty good.
Unless he rolled a high.
People start giving Phenom some like side eyes. I'm like,
you motherfucker.
Bombastic side eye.
Bro, he's going to have a flabbergasted appearance on his face.
He does. He just looks confused. He's like, do I to help.
Does this chamber? This chamber doesn't scoffing. This chamber doesn't block spells. I've noticed.
No, the entryway in, like, so the tunnel leading into it, has an anti-magic field, so you can't like.
But we're not in an anti-magic field right now.
No, you are not currently.
And there doesn't seem to be any. There's no detection of magic either. Apparently.
Not currently, no.
There are some wards because they've got the.
It doesn't mean
the mental or the telepathic.
That's
block,
true.
But
you should plan shit this entire room.
It doesn't mean
that.
It doesn't mean council members can't cast that. It's just not like innately there.
I cast
the whole
one.
Council to hell. Survival of the fittest. Yeah. We'll see who makes it.
Yeah,
back.
We'll see how good Mr. Blackstone survives.
Real warrior.
Cast meteor swarm in the
non-lethal.
Non-lethal damage.
The council can't refuse my funds if there isn't a council.
Big okay. Move. So what are we doing here?
Becoming terrorists.
Is Fargrim putting his stone forward and asking that?
Yeah. Like what? What's our goal right now? Oh,
Percival's gonna put his stone forward. We're getting a status of the city. And what is happening for our new Lord of the Guard, so that since you all are going on your quest, your companion made it clear that you wanted things from the council to aid in your quest.
Correct.
Now is the time for requests for requisitions. If our new or former Lord of the Guard need anything as well.
Submitted by mail.
Yes, your request should have been pre-submitted, but if there's any new updates, now is the time to bring them up.
Is there a representative for the Mages College?
No, they do not currently have
a member
on the council. Ogden's
I know.
Around, but he's not on the council.
I'll put my stone forward.
He's super dead.
I would actually like to make a request to the Mages College. I know that they suffered a lot under the recent incursions of both demons and undead. If any of them would happen to want to join us on our venture, their talents would not be wasted and would be greatly appreciated. However, otherwise, requisitions as far as we would need potential ships, two would probably do the trick for the amount of people that we have coming.
Ballistas
should be, like any kind of weaponry, armaments when they arrive. We've been handling most of this stuff ourselves using our personal funds. As far as the city goes, we are trying our best to minimize the impact that this expedition will have on the city's resources. We don't want to take away anything from their defenses. Elian's well aware of the circumstances surrounding our endeavors. We should have food and whatnot handled pretty well with the paladins.
What season is it?
You guys are getting into the fall.
So it's almost harvest season.
Yeah.
Are crops ready to be harvested?
It's like getting into it. It's like October.
Because we're going to need a lot of supplies to bring like 100 hungry dudes across the ocean.
Oh, again, we
not
the
paladins create
from
water.
Can create that.
It's not going to be good, but it'll keep us alive.
Yeah,
that's
and they can create a lot between.
They can create a shit ton.
That seems more like a backup. That's like good berry. That's like a last resort.
I mean,
it's more of a necessities thing, though. At this point, like,
yeah.
How much?
Not trying to take away too much supply from the city in case they end up besieged again or something like.
Cool thing is, if we fail, I don't know which one of you said it, but if we fail, everyone's going to die anyway. Yeah,
I said that.
So we're all in, brother.
Yeah, create food and water creates 45 pounds of food and 30 gallons of water.
Stay hydrated.
We got a lot.
So put
that's just me. So like.
Yeah, that's just one paladin. So between 20 more paladins.
Assuming maybe not all of them can cast it, but some of
them.
Even
half.
Yeah.
Like, we're good. And it doesn't specify the quality of the food. It says food, so like.
I think it does specify that it's bland.
The food is bland but nourishing and spoils if uneaten after 24 hours. The water is clean and doesn't go bad.
Okay, so
you don't ever
like basic.
That actually opens a huge question because the Magnificent Mansion, you can feed 100 people with a feast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the implication is you make the door somewhere. So if the boat is still moving, would the door still be on the boat?
Yeah, relative. But yeah, the Create Food and Water specifies that it's enough to sustain up to 15 humanoids mm-hmm. or 5 steeds for 24 hours. So if 3 of them can cast, that's 45 people's worth of food.
I would also put out the request, and I wanted to run this by the council before I did it, but if there are any potential retired adventurers that are willing to give it one last hurrah, their expertise would be more than welcome on our venture as well.
One last hurrah implies they won't be coming back.
Probably,
man.
Or I mean,
not just that, but like, give it one more run, and then like go back to retirement, like whatever works. But
I mean, we also got to be pretty honest. Where there's a good chance a lot of people aren't coming back.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I think
good chance we're not.
Any willing fighters. Period. Right. Anyone willing to join us?
Experience.
Not necessarily
any experienced. Because I don't want to take guards.
Right.
I don't want to take untrained like civilian militia. It's not worth the hassle, and they're more likely to just end up...
They're a liability.
Yeah, a liability. They're better used here and being trained as a militia. But if there's some, like, experienced, like, veteran travelers that settle down or anything like that, or maybe we get a couple travelers in who are just, like, looking to help out or something, send them our way. We're happy to take them. The more experience, the better. Improves your odds of survival. I'll be real. We're not looking to hold anyone's hands. We have an extremely elite fighting force, but the whole purpose of our expedition is speed. Our goal is to get in hard and fast, try and eliminate the higher-ups of the undead forces and get out ASAP. Hopefully put an end to this conflict quickly.
Percival is going to nod. If you wish to make this declaration, I have no objection to it, with the understanding that obviously active guards, even retired guards, will be not allowed to journey with you. But if you want to ask for volunteers, that is on them if they choose to volunteer here or there.
Excellent.
We gotta go visit Xerox again.
Yeah, we can bring.
You do. I mean, you don't know where he's at anymore. Kinko is somewhere.
Yeah. Bring right. Kinko.
He was in Albion for a while there, but who knows where he is now?
Okay. His
world snail tour.
All right. That's all the all the permission I needed. I believe that's the last things we have. I'm gonna turn over to my game. Like, guys. Yeah, anything else we need to?
Nah.
Does such a thing exist where it would be a like battle wagon that could produce a magic shield over our entire force as we move?
No. That is not something we have access to, no.
Antioch is going to kind of pointedly look at Fargo and be like, the dwarves may have such technology, but they have not shared it with the other races yet.
Hmm.
Do your people have such technology?
Yeah, where are the elves at?
We're very far away from the elven homelands.
I know.
Where are the elves? Where are the elves?
The dwarves provided us with many men to support our ventures here, so I think they've done plenty.
Many.
They've done well by us.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe that's all we have.
The council meeting goes on for a little bit. It's all like very like small things, just like petty little like squabbles amongst a couple people.
Gotta check out.
Typical.
Yeah, but that's the most part. The meeting ends. Everyone congratulates Elian afterward of his new promotion.
Hell yeah.
He gets a big hug from Mrs. Walfer, who kind of passes it on. You do see as she leaves, she's got some like little like. Tears going down.
I would like to catch her on the way out.
You also, anyone who has a passive perception over 16?
15.
18.
I'm not here.
The two of you, as she's kind of leaving Elian and you see that little tear, you overhear the last little like word. Like she was like saying something pretty quietly to him. And you just catch the last little bit of where it well. So yeah, you're going to try to catch her on the way out?
Yeah. Okay. I do want to talk to Elian afterwards, but yeah, I'll catch her on the way out.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm really sorry for your loss. I'm particularly sorry that we weren't able to do more.
You brought him back, and that is something.
Well, I promise we are going to do right by his memory. We're going to make them pay for it.
I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the children will appreciate it as well.
Of course. Speaking of, I'm working on opening a performing arts theater. I don't know if you have any interest in being involved in that, but I wanted to do something good for the city before I left in case I don't come back.
Yes, I would be interested. I know several children. I roll a history check.
17.
You do remember she is a teacher. Like, she teaches during the day at one of, like, the nicer schools. And then she also volunteers teaching in the Underhive.
Okay.
What a great woman.
Do you happen to know how much it would cost to open up a school? I want this to be accessible for everyone.
It's very noble of you. I don't know offhand, per se. If you give me a little bit of time to talk to some of my connections, I might be able to get you a better answer.
Okay.
Kaylee usually handled those types of questions.
I understand.
That wasn't really my...
We'll still be here for a few weeks, so we've got some time yet. Just reach out to me. You know how to contact me.
I do.
Cool. All right. Well, have a good rest of your day.
You as well.
Thank you. I'm going to go hit up Allian. I'm going to fucking scoop his ass.
You can just pick him up.
Yep. Just going to give him a big ass hug.
Sir, I appreciate this, but also I'm the Lord of the Guards now.
And hell yeah, you are.
Everyone's looking.
Yeah. Damn straight. Congratulations. You're going to do an amazing job, and I have the utmost faith. I'm very, very happy and comforted to know that when we depart, we'll be leaving the city in such competent hands.
That means a lot. Thank you.
Of course.
Lord Inquisitor. Could you put me down, though, please?
Absolutely. I'm going to hold him for like another 5 seconds.
Okay.
And then I'll set him down.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah, he's just kind of like... like the young person that just like got his like first big promotion. He's just kind of like,
hell yeah.
But like everyone's watching and he's trying really hard to like keep it professional.
Yeah.
He's so happy.
He's going to do a great
keeping it professional.
Maybe we made a mistake.
You and Jurgen.
Jurgen.
Do notice as the black stones pass the birch woods in the hallway. You've always known that there's some like pretty bad blood there.
Mm-hmm.
But Evelyn is going to kind of like spit at Candace and spitting out like words, not like actively spitting.
She's actually spit. I was about to lay this bitch the fuck out.
Congratulations. I hope you're happy now. And that she and Antioch storm out.
I don't know you guys, but I'm feeling real happy right now.
I hate them.
Bitches.
I'm so glad that they didn't get what they wanted.
Catty assholes.
Are we outside the chamber or are we still inside the chamber?
That's up to you guys. I think you guys were still
in. I presume we hadn't all left yet because we hadn't like gotten.
There's also like the council chambers, the hallway leading out, and then there's like the like foyer of the palace. So like you guys can be wherever you want to be at this point.
Okay. I'd assume that we ended the meeting, but we're still kind of socializing in the chamber area, and then we'll depart. Okay. Well, that's
did you have something?
Not while we're inside the chamber, no.
Okay.
No. Cool. I think we can head out and go grab our equipment from the fucking check-in.
Okay. Cool.
18.
Hmm?
My ticket number.
Oh, yes. Sure. Yes, sir. Kronk, wonderful to see you, Lord High Inquisitor.
Uh-huh.
You said 18?
Yeah.
You have your ticket?
Yep.
He takes the ticket from you.
Uh-huh.
He goes, he turns the, like, 2 feet back.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's gone.
Your stuff.
Okay, double check. I should have my silvered sword.
You have a silver sword and a shadow blade.
Excellent.
I hand him my ticket. I don't say anything. I just hand him the ticket and stare intently at him.
Okay. He, slightly unnerved by this, but he takes your ticket. Turns around, goes, grabs your stuff, hands it to you.
Hammer and sun sword?
No. Hammer and sword.
Damn, you brought the sun sword and you just checked that shit out?
That's what I had on me, dude. I'm rocking. I'm I'm committing to the dual wield life.
All right.
Hell yeah.
And respect. Also, what, like seven javelins?
I did leave the javelin.
Okay.
But yes, I'm rocking five javelins at any given time.
Throws his fucking sack back on his back of javelins.
I'm just going to give him, take it. I'm just gonna...
Okay. Yeah, he hands you. Because you is still screaming.
As he should be, out
you
of my hands.
You dual wielder feet, you should be able to dual wield heavy.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah. I love that shit. Nice. I had a
That's why it's not, because my hammer is not a light weapon.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. Because I'm jacked.
Hell yeah, brother.
As you guys are, like, as you're waiting for them to get their stuff, a little tiny hand kind of like gently pulls at your cloak.
Punt him.
I'll look down.
There's a small toddler just kind of like waving at you.
Punt him.
in like really like fancy toddler
robes.
You do recognize this toddler.
Is this Tiny
this
Kronk?
This is the staff heaver's son, Tiny Kronk.
Fuck.
Baby Kronk.
Hey. Stolen Valor, dog. They're going to be one.
Well, the rumors say that he is Kronk's biological son.
Do they look anything alike?
I mean...
Fucking no.
Vaguely, like... It's not like you look at them and you're like, that's his son. But you look at him and you're like, I could see it.
He could be a mutt.
Wouldn't be able to tell.
A mutt?
Yeah, I mean, they both have, like, dark hair. Mutt? I mean, the kid doesn't have purple eyes, but who does?
Kronk.
I literally...
They have similar complexions, but the kind of the way that, like... Most people from a place have kind of similar complexions.
Like Mediterranean person looks Mediterranean.
Yes, exactly. Oh, it's like, it's not impossible, but like...
It's improbable.
It's not something you would look at and you're like, that is obvious.
Chances are near zero.
If he's little Kronk, you'd think, you know.
I mean, his name's Kronk, yeah.
His name is Kronk.
His name is Kronk.
Oh, so well, my they dog's name is Logan, little Kronk.
And, well, here he's not a space marine.
Or is he?
Why would you say that?
This in is why ways, he's so scared. You don't trust him.
I trust
to be
him.
A space.
No, he knows fear. So,
yeah.
If I cast identify on this toddler, can I identify his father?
Man, you cast ninth level Moriovich.
That's
I cast DNA test.
Great
not
question.
The father.
I cast ninth level paternity test.
Does someone harvest me in my sleep?
A Slaneshi succubus came in and jerked you off.
Emphasis on the suck.
Unfortunately, identify, it does have to be an object, not a person.
I mean,
so if you kill the child, he does become a corpse, which is classified as an object.
It does say, let me find it. I looked at it a second ago. It does say you can cast it on things at the bottom.
Can I cast Legend Lore?
If you touch a creature, you learn what spells, if any, are affecting it. So, I mean, you could find out if there's a spell on this child.
I don't think that would tell me what I want.
Legend
to know.
Lore this
Can
child.
I cast Legend Lore on this child?
2 days ago, he ate a bug.
This kid eats a lot of fucking dirt.
Ack, you could, but I'm you not are there. Not I'm currently not there. There. But if you, for what, if Kronk comes home and is ranting about it, you could.
Do we want to kidnap this kid so we can cast Legend Lore on him or what?
Can I help you?
Hi. He kind of like shies back. He's like hiding behind your cloak now. Like, you're Kronk.
Yes, I am.
I'm Kronk. Hi.
You allegedly seem to be.
His mom kind of comes up and picks him up. She's like, he got away from me. He's a huge fan of yours. Thank you for all you've done for the city. And she's going to kind of like scoop him up and like.
Are you aware that people keep insinuating that this is my child?
I throw my hammer.
I am. Promise you, I have nothing to do with the allegations. I have been faithful to my husband. I have never
I don't
stepped
doubt
outside. I don't know where these rumors are coming from.
I've never stepped outside.
No, this is not my child. I just wanted to make sure that we're on the same page here.
We have never met before.
I'll be honest with you. It has caused many issues amongst my marriage that this situations keep coming up. But no, little Kronk here, he is my son, and he is... Sharv's son.
Okay, just wanted to make sure that we're on the same page.
I'm gonna
this
look
child
at her.
Is not entitled to anything
insight
regarding
check.
My estate.
He won't be in the will.
No,
insight check.
We named him Kronk before you came back to the city. It was
just a big fan.
Yes, I mean you were a mythical figure.
I respect it. I still am.
I'm slightly mortified that you know I named my son after you, and you're not actually mythical. You're just here, but
I'm still mythical.
That came out wrong.
No, it's okay. I get it.
Go.
Wait.
Say goodbye, Kron. He just kind of like waves his pudgy little hand.
Are you safe?
Yes.
Okay. You're just making. You're. Just, I'm just saying. You're saying that you don't go outside and then. Cause
no, I've never stepped outside of my marriage.
Okay. All right. So I'm just.
Stepping out is euphemism for cheating.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah, I also thought she physically was like, I've never been outdoors.
No, she's saying she's never stepped out on her marriage.
Stepping out is a well-known.
I step out every day.
Euphemism.
Well,
how's your husband taking this whole situation? Do we need to speak at all?
I don't think that would help. I think that would make it worse.
Okay.
We have reached a peace on it. Hopefully the rumors stop. I'm sure this will not help with that. So if you excuse me, I'm going to take my son and I'm going to leave.
Of course. Have a great day.
You too. And little toddler Kronk with his chubby little baby hands. She's like...
I watch... And as they leave, I, like, turn and just, like, shudder. I'm just like, ugh.
I wave goodbye at the kid and have minor illusion butterflies come out of my sleeve.
Aww.
He gets so excited. He's like, mom,
that's actually really wholesome.
That's actually really cool.
When she looks, I stop.
There it is.
Butterfly. There it is. Kronk, there is a little, like, greasy, sticky handprint on the bottom of your cloak.
Yes.
Press the digitation.
Bunch of chocolate.
Okay.
I'm gonna walk up to Kronk, put a hand on his shoulder, be like, X problems, huh?
No.
Crazy.
Don't.
Yeah. Gregor's hands are greasier than the child's.
They're oily, not greasy.
Let me restate, I have no affiliation with this woman, and this child was named after me as a fan service.
Dude, you're going full, what's that guy? Man, that these people... streamer who's like, I did not have sex with that man. That,
bro.
You're talking about Sketch.
Sketch, yeah.
Bro, the song Billie Jean right now, that's the whole vibe.
But you know that song, like, that was his kid, right?
Awkward.
Yeah, but this one.
Just saying.
Wait or not.
So, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You guys coming back to the mansion?
Yeah, I want my fanny pack back.
And then from there, I guess, fast forward. Like, are we doing anything else, or is it game time?
I think that's probably it. We'll see what, like, the Majors College says, and if we get any, like, I'll send some letters out and whatnot to have some postings made for any, like, potential volunteers, things like that. I'll send a message to the Majors College asking if anyone wants to volunteer. I think from there, we're pretty much... good to go. I do want to wait on that message as well regarding the Children's Performing Arts Theater.
The next morning, you do get a very well handwritten letter from Mrs. Welfer. And it is
Ms. Welfer now.
No, it's still Mrs. She's a widow.
Yeah, you're still Mrs. when you're a widow.
Yeah.
The letter from Evelyn tells you that for 25,000 gold. You could get a old building repurposed, built, and funded for the first year.
Do you guys fill me in when you guys come back on everything that happened?
Can they find you?
Yeah,
where are you?
I'd come out. I'd come out eventually.
You said 25,000.
25,000.
I'll fill Akin.
Thank you.
In the time.
I would try and find Elian at some point if...
I mean, you're super fast. You could 100%
I could track him down eventually.
Okay. It's actually very interesting. You don't find him at his family's estate. You find him at the smaller but still nice, the cozy... You find him at the Welfer house.
Oh, cool. I wanted to talk to her too.
And as you kind of peek in the window and you're like, wait a minute, that's Alien. You see she is giving him Kaylee's armor.
Aww. That's so sweet.
And she's like helping him into it and like adjusting the straps so it fits him right. And like, it's a sweet moment between them.
That's very cute.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to like burst into their house or anything because I'm not that out of the loop, but I would wait for the door to open at least.
Okay. After a little bit, like it seems like they talk for a little bit, maybe like an hour later. Elian leaves, and you see he's a little misty-eyed. do you say something?
I would jump down immediately in front of them.
No, so like he like she's still inside the house. He's leaving the house.
Yeah, as soon as the door opens, I jump down and go, "Hi."
Ack, hello.
Hi, Ellen. I heard the news. You got the thingy, the job thingy, right? You're the guard guy.
I am the new Lord of the Guard.
Hey, good for you.
Thank you.
I wasn't there because I was busy. I've given you a hard time for a while.
I understand. It's okay.
And
I will not use this against you professionally.
I mean, good luck even trying. But that's not the point. I have, in recent times, realized that I am not the greatest with people, and I need to make up for some things. So, as a congratulations for you getting a job, finally, I am going to give you this, and I'm going to put a ring in his hand. And it is a ring of force resistance.
Oh, thank you, Ak. This means a lot.
Yeah.
He's going to kind of like try to hug you.
I will let him.
He picks you up. It's a nice hug.
Yeah.
It's a little hard because he's in armor, but like you're used to Gregor hugging you, and who's in substantially more
He's much
armor.
Bigger, yeah.
Yeah.
I let him, you know, crush a little bit. And then I'm going
to
notice.
That means a lot, Ak. I look forward to us working together in the future.
Yeah. I think we'll have a lot of fun together.
I owe you some bacon grease.
Hell yeah. If we get back from killing the god of the dead, we're going to have so much fun together.
Oh, I'm sure we will.
And I'm going to remember that Kaylee's wife is behind Elian and be like, oh, hey, you're Kaylee's wife, right?
She's...
I don't know how.
You don't,
I don't know
see
how
her in
work.
The doorway. Elian came out.
Oh, I was hoping to jump down before she closed the door.
She didn't walk him to the door.
Oh. Shit. I was hoping to talk to her too. I'll just knock on the door over Kaylee's shoulder or over Elian's shoulder.
It takes a minute. But she does come to the door. You see, she's kind of like blotting at her eyes. Like it looks like she's been going through it a little bit. Elian, did you forget?
Hi, I'm Ak.
I think we may have met before. Hello.
I think so, but to be honest, all of you no-scales look alike to me. But from what I hear, you were with Kaylee, and I really liked Kaylee, even though I gave him a hard time a lot, just like I gave Alien. But I feel really bad because we weren't able to save him. And I feel bad, and I miss him. And I wanted to give you this. And it is a giant pearl worth like 250 gold.
That means a lot. Thank you. He was a good man. I know you guys did everything you could to save him. I'm grateful that you were able to at least bring him back.
Yeah, I wish we could have done more. I tried really hard to get him, but it I can't do everything. I should have been faster.
Just gonna kind of like put her hand on your shoulder.
Oh. All right. Well, hopefully we're gonna go kill the god of dead now. So, bye. Good luck. Say hi to the kids.
Okay.
And then I will jump out of Kaylee's arms and run away.
Elian?
Sorry, Elian's arms.
He's wearing the armor. You really can't tell the difference.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Humans, they all look alike. So, all you no-scales.
So I'm gonna. Having gotten that letter with the 25,000 gold, I am going to send 30,000 gold to help get everything jump started and whatnot.
Okay.
And I also would like to commission some banners to be made.
Okay.
And the design I would like is going to be like a hybridization of like my crest with like the Matorican eagle.
Mm-hmm.
And then the eagle is going to be holding in like its right claw a dwarven axe and in the left claw like a wolf themed hammer like Gregor's.
Okay.
Nice.
And it'll be like red and gold.
Sick.
That's actually really cool.
Okay.
Red and gold, huh?
Yeah.
More of a bronze or
why
no like gold.
The hammer or the whole
just the thing just curious
maybe a little bit of
brass detailing on like the.
There it is.
I get you. Yeah.
See what you're doing now.
I know. I want to get some banners made.
Okay. Yeah, you talk to some of the craftspeople. They'll start weaving them for you.
Cool. Yeah. Actually, instead of red and gold, I'm going to go purple and gold. Fuck it. I'm sticking with my colors.
Interesting, because that would have gotten you an in on some stuff.
Awkward.
Mm-hmm. Awkward.
Nah, purple and gold. Fuck these hoes.
Emperor Shilrin.
We can add some brass in there. We'll be fine.
Cool. Yeah, that's getting... You'll get the ball rolling then. Potentially, since you're just revamping an old building, maybe it'll be done by the time you guys get back from the Land of the Dead.
If we come back.
If
I did add that extra bit of funds, too, so hopefully we'll get jump started.
Yeah.
And get
are you sending word to Kelby?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll send someone
else. What are you telling Kelby?
I'm going to send a letter.
Through the mail or through a runner?
Through a runner. I don't fucking smart. Use the mail system. Are you kidding me?
No one does.
I'm too rich for that shit.
No one uses the mail system here.
I'm going to send a letter, and it just says, wish granted, love, Gronk. And it's going to have my seal. Well, that's it. It's going to have, like, the address for the new location.
At some point the next morning, you hear a very high-pitched girlish scream. Squeal, if you would.
Can I run towards it?
Sure.
Full speed?
Sure.
What do I see?
You see in like I, through the window
I see?
Of like moderately nice, like kind of like apartment townhouse kind of a place, a small girl that you do recognize as Kelby, the bard you guys almost hired to go with you.
The child, yeah.
The child. holding this letter, having just squealed. She's holding like a large plush pink unicorn in one hand, squeezing it. If that thing was alive, it would be so dead.
Hell yeah.
And her mom is just standing there, just grinning, just like, yes.
Damn, dog, I'm gonna have to murder some more innocents to make up for all this philanthropy.
You can murder the mom.
All right, I'm gonna run back and
you get think back she's to innocent?
Work. Need some more orphans for the cause.
I'm gonna go back to working on my bone then.
Okay. I think. Unless anyone else has something, that's a good place to wrap.
Works
for me.
Ready to rip?
All right.
I'm ready to go full berserk on some shit. Cool. Dual wielding.
I got my new weapon.
Nice.
Oh, well, I will whenever we're...
Guys, we didn't introduce ourselves this episode.
We don't know who we are. Well, goddamn.
They know who it be.
You're like 90 episodes deep. You know. If you don't, run it the fuck back. Y'all got a lot of shit to pick up on.
Cool thing, at our current release pace, you'll catch up. Nah. Actually, no, I mean, we're putting on a decent pace now.
Yeah.
But there's some lulls in there, but we're back.
Shout out. Yeah. Sponsors.
Ew.
Fan roll. Vitala. Oh, no, BB Health.
BB Health. Fan roll. Get your supplements. Get your gaming needs.
Do you want?
10% off. Use the links down below. Code word DICE.
Code word
all in the description.
It's so little.
Super easy peasy.
Yep.
Get your shit. There's tons of cool stuff. There's little ducky dice, little toads. We got fucking everything. You could get anything.
Mm-hmm. Get you some.
They do a lot of holiday themed stuff too. They have like candy corn dice for
Advent calendars are back. They sold out super early, so they might actually be sold out by the time this episode drops.
Some DICE Advent calendars.
Mm-hmm. You should look for them. Yeah. They're fun.
VB Health, awesome supplements. Highly recommend, as always, Sleep Boost. Got to get myself some more of it. I use that shit religiously. I actually just got my dad on some, too. He's been loving it. He had never used melatonin supplements before, but he's been trying it out because he had chemo a while back. Cancer-free, so don't worry about
Woo-hoo!
That. Hell yeah. But yeah, he's been having some trouble sleeping. He's trying to get back into the routine of things, so he's been taking that, and it's been super helpful.
Yep.
So yeah, awesome. If you ever have trouble sleeping or if your like schedule's kind of like off and on, just get some Sleep Boost. Take it like an hour before bed or it'll get you where you're trying to go.
Another shout out to Ashwagandha.
Yeah.
They have gummies. So if you got some
Amber
stress, some anxiety, definitely very helpful with that.
Yes.
Take it.
Yep.
Enjoy it.
Eat it.
Yourself. Try it out.
At a discounted price.
Exactly.
Put it in your face hole.
Yep. There it is.
Your face mouth.
In the face mouth. Patrons, thank you guys for your continued support.
Throw it up.
We love you.
Goats.
Hopefully satisfied with the current alien resolution. I have absolutely loved his character. All of the patron characters have been absolutely
They've been a lot of fun. I think added a lot of cool flavor.
Yeah.
I think it's nice because someone else like thinks up the stuff, so it's not just all on Amber too. Yeah. Like to create constantly,
it
new,
adds a lot of
people.
Like twists and flair and depth. Like you guys get to be a little more involved. So if you're not a patron, but you are considering being a patron. Feel free to sign up. We're a little late in the game on this campaign. We're kind of coming towards the end, but there's still some potential if you want to come up with a character that kind of fits into the current narrative.
Yeah, we're in the end game.
Yeah, you can sign up on Patreon. There's a form on there that you can fill out with like a character concept idea. It can be a good guy, a bad guy, whatever. And Amber can take that and hit you up and put it into action.
Also, I just counted, including the one-shots that we have 126 episodes.
We have hella content.
That's so many.
We're deep.
We could.
Pretty awesome.
It's been like 3 years.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But yeah, thank you guys, everyone.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Hope
see you next time.
Fucking losers.